I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. By mid-August 1787, the long, grinding slog through the report from the Constitutional Convention's Committee on Detail was beginning to take its toll. Progress was slow, delegates were becoming grumpy, and there were divisive issues. For example, what powers would Congress hold? The Committee on Detail had moved from a general and exceptionally broad grant of power to Congress to specifically enumerated powers. But what exactly were those powers to be? One provision in the report gave Congress the power to make all laws necessary and proper for carrying into execution the powers vested by the Constitution in the government of the United States. But there were sharply contrasting views as to the definition of the words necessary and proper. Not helping matters was the misery attendant to living and working in the foul-smelling heat of a Philadelphia summer, said Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts in a letter to his young wife, Anne.
I am as sick of being here as you can conceive.
South Carolina's John Rutledge expressed his exasperation to the delegation, referring to
the impatience of the public and the extreme anxiety of many members of the convention to bring the business to an end.
The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.